From SRN News, I'm John Scott. From Dallas, Texas, an early morning shooting, two ICE detainees dead, the shooter taking his own life. At a news conference, Senator Ted Cruz says this is the third shooting in Texas directed at ICE or Customs and Border Patrol.
This must stop. To every politician who is using rhetoric, demonizing ICE and demonizing CBP, stop. To every politician demanding that ICE agents be doxxed and calling for people to go after their families, stop. This has very real consequences.
The suspect, identified as 29-year-old Joshua John, the FBI said it was investigating the shooting as an act of targeted violence. Ukraine President Zelensky spoke from the podium of the United Nations Assembly Chamber a day after he met with President Trump, who expressed support for Ukraine's efforts. The president said he believed Ukraine could win back all territory lost to Russia. The planned reopening of Camp Mystic in Texas has now been confirmed.
27 campers and counselors were killed at the all-girls camp during catastrophic floods. The area of the camp along the river that was destroyed by floodwaters will not be part of that reopening. Only the part of the camp that was not damaged will resume welcoming campers. There are now new, tougher camp safety laws in Texas that prohibit cabins in dangerous parts of flood zones and require camp operators to develop detailed emergency plans. Money was also allocated for warning sirens and improved weather forecasting. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
The Dow dropping 152 points. The Nasdaq is down 94. This is SRN News. The annual 40 Days for Life campaign begins today.
From now through November 2nd, pro-life advocates will form up outside of abortion clinics across this country and offer silent prayer for unborn babies and their mothers. This silent witness takes place twice a year, and officials with 40 Days for Life say it has resulted in more than 25,000 women opting not to have abortions since 2007. 40 Days has since gone international with participants in over 1,000 cities in 63 nations. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The spiritual leader of Eastern Orthodox Christians has defended his 2019 decision to recognize an independent church in Ukraine. He also denounced the Russian Orthodox Church for giving a ringing endorsement to the invasion of Ukraine. Ecumenical Patriarch Bartholomew made the remarks before a recent gathering of the Council on Foreign Relations during a stop on his 12-day visit to the United States. This is SRN News. Polls indicate that many Americans are still struggling to get back on their feet financially, and economist Stephen Moore says it's all because of the lingering effects of Bidenomics.
We saw, you know, the prices of everything go up by 21%, and for essentials like food and groceries and gas at the pump and insurance costs, those went up by a third, and Americans' incomes did not go up as high as the prices did, and so people got squeezed.
Economist Stephen Moore interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. The family of one of the 67 people who were killed when an airliner collided with an Army helicopter over Washington, D.C. in January, suing the government and the airlines involved. Other families will join that lawsuit later. The lawsuit filed Wednesday seeks to hold the Federal Aviation Administration, the Army, American Airlines, and its regional partner PSA Airlines accountable. More details at srnnews.com. I'm John Scott.